You did that for a couple of years?
Yes.
And then you're back to working and painting. Then you would be about 18, 19 years old. You're living your life there. You were 26 when you came here,
yeah.
So you finally decided one day. And how did that come about, even though you'd been wanting it to happen?
Well, listening to the Americans.
Right.
They tell me how great America was. The money's on the street almost ready to pick up. We were gullible enough, we believed it. Quite a few people came.
Did you have a contact here in the United States?
I had, and they were up in Brooklyn.
Was that a relative?
No, he was a good friend. I was going to stay with him.
How much money did you have when you came over here?
$500.
$500 you saved from your hard work.
Yes.
And then?
I went to Dover in England. We got on the boat there. Then it went to France and back to Ireland again. I didn't know it went back there, but we went back to Ireland and then across to America.
All right. How long were you on the boat?
I was about 9 or 10 days.
Did you come through Ellis Island?
Yes.
Do you have any experience there of Ellis Island, they put you through? They checked your health, I suppose?
They checked out everything and what I had with me.
I guess you had to have a contact.
I had a contact and he was waiting for me, a fellow called Bill Blair.
And he lived in Brooklyn?
Yes.
What was your first impression? I mean, you get off the boat in Ellis Island.
You stand there with your mouth open. You think you're catching flies or something because you're just coming up. It's Statue of Liberty and so forth. This is America. It's hard to describe. It brought the tears to her eyes. We're in America.
And then you see that skyline of New
York.
Oh,
yes. When I got off the boat, this person, which I hadn't seen in quite a few years, is Liam Blair. He is from Newry. He met me at the boat and took care of me. But I got there to Brooklyn, and I didn't like it. It's too big and everything else.
Did you even think about staying in Brooklyn at all?
I did.
That was your first intention?
That was my first intention, but it's just too big.
How long did you stay with him in Brooklyn?
About a week. I just did not like it. I'd sooner went back to Ireland than Brooklyn. I did not like the crowds and getting on the buses to go here and go there.
So you might have gone back to Ireland, but you knew you had a relative here in Tulsa.
Yes. It was my mother's sister's husband. They were old because my mother was old.
So then you told your friend there in Brooklyn, I have a relative.
Correct.
In Tulsa.
In Tulsa.
Did you call her then? Or?
I called them, but I didn't know they were that old.
How old do you think they were?
80.
Oh, really? So you called them?
Yes.
And said, I'd like to come to Tulsa?
Yes. I got there, and it was kind of summertime, and I slept on the screened-in porch. It was good for me. It was better than where I was in Ireland.
Yeah.